is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the U.S. House earlier.
On this vote, the yeas are 221 and the nays are 212. The resolution is adopted.
Authorizing the impeachment inquiry into President Biden, even though some Republicans worry there's no evidence yet of misconduct. CBS's Allison Keyes reports.
Every Republican in the House conference voted in support of a process that House Speaker Mike Johnson has insisted is not political or a sham, as he has called Democrats' impeachment of former President Trump. Johnson has faced pressure to show progress in the nearly year-long probe into the business dealings of President Biden and his family.
President Biden's son, Hunter, who has refused to comply with a congressional subpoena to testify before Republican investigators, says his father was not financially involved in his business. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will weigh in on restrictions imposed by a lower court on the drug mifepristone. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Now, a federal appeals court said the FDA was wrong in how it approved that drug mifepristone for abortions up to 10 weeks, and it said women didn't need to see a doctor in person to get it. Those lower court decisions, they are on hold while this case plays out, so the pill will remain available for now.
Families of Americans being held hostage by Hamas have met with President Biden at the White House. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
He called it a terrific meeting.
We could have no better friend in Washington or in the White House than President Biden himself and his administration.
Jonathan Dackel-Henn says his 35-year-old son Saeed is among the hostages taken on October 7th. Liz Naftali's 4-year-old great-niece Abigail was among them, too, and has since been released.
We would love all of our loved ones to come back and be with us for Christmas.
It's believed 8 Americans are among the hostages still being held by Hamas. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green has been suspended immediately and indefinitely by the NBA. It comes less than 24 hours after he hit Phoenix Suns center Yusuf Nurkic in the face and received a flagrant 2 foul and ejection. Tesla agrees to a government request that it recall all 2 million vehicles that have its autopilot system. CBS News Detroit reporter Jeff Gilbert.
This comes after a government investigation found that Tesla's efforts to keep drivers engaged were inadequate. The updates will assure that autopilot is only used on limited access roadways and disengage if the driver is not paying attention. Several fatalities have been linked to the misuse of autopilot.
On Wall Street, the Dow closes at a record high above 37,000. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor.